Hi, Mr. Brown.
What's up?
You tell us.
Well, there's a charge basically saying that a contribution was made by a Canadian to one of the Cuomo events, and that they're trying to attach that to my client. Cuomo people, as it will come out eventually, obviously we're fully aware of the details of this donation, and a lawyer from Florida actually made the donation. So my only question is why my client's being singled out and others who were fully aware of this. And frankly, the way I see it, the donation was made by an American, as far as we know. So I don't even know the basis for the charges. But that aside, why is my client the only one being singled out? So we'll deal with it. He obviously has vehemently indicated his innocence, and we'll go forward.
Can you disclose which Canadian we're talking about here?
I'm sorry?
Which Canadian are we talking about here?
You know what? I'm not familiar. His name is in there. It's in the complaint. The complaint's filed in the clerk's office, so it shouldn't be a problem. But he's a businessman in Canada who went to a Cuomo affair. And as a foreign national, you're not to make contributions, but this one was apparently made by his lawyer in Florida, a Florida lawyer, who actually made the contribution, as far as we know. But again, you know, why Steve is being singled out is what we're going to have to explore as we go forward.
Did Mr. Pidgeon know this individual from Canada?
I'm not going to go into any more details other than, you know, what I've said. I don't think that it's relevant at this point. And, you know, from the standpoint of our ethical rules about comments, you know, we've said everything we should say.
When did you first give word that the feds liked your client for this charge?
Well, it was recently. There was an inquiry about it, and of course my question was, well, you know, a Florida lawyer made the contribution, and Cuomo people were fully aware of all of it. Why are you singling him out? And so that'll be one of the issues that we'll deal with.
Is this connected at all to the state attorney general's case? Is this connected at all to the state attorney general's
case? This is federal. This is only this is a federal charge. It has nothing to do with them.
Seems like they've gone an extra mile to find charges for your client.
Well, you know, that he's expressed that many times, and feels that there's political motivation going on, at least from the state standpoint. But again, that's what courts are for, so that's how we'll play it out in the courtroom.
Does he feel that same with the federal level, that there's political motivation behind it?
Well, there's some motivation behind it. Whatever it is, again, the thing I don't understand is if somebody's going to claim that that contribution was illegal, and I think there's a real question about that, you know, why aren't all the other participants, direct participants, also being charged? That I don't understand. And you know, that'll be part of as we go forward.
Your preliminary hearing that you're to come back for, you said you were going to have some discussions with government on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Tell us anything that?
No, you know, we used to run preliminary hearings fairly regularly, both in the state and the federal side. If there was an actual intention to run one, we'd run it. But usually when you schedule one, they rush into the grand jury and get an indictment and cut the preliminary hearing off. So, I mean, if there's no sense in it, we'll just pass and go, you know, to indictment, which would be the next step.
So, yeah, there is no indictment yet.
No, this is a federal complaint made by a single FBI agent, which is a typical way of starting charges.
Defending yourself against three different cases can be a pretty pricey thing. Are they trying to put some financial pressure on your client?
Well, that's for others to conclude. I've made my conclusions, but I'll keep those to myself. But as my client said, you know, they're piling on here, and we'll just take them one at a time. That's all.
Mr. Kamen, just as a favor to Sierra, if you could just again restate what this morning's case is all about.
Well, there's an allegation that a contribution was made by a foreign individual, a person from Canada, and that the rules prohibit that. But the information, our investigations demonstrated that the contribution was actually made by a Florida attorney, apparently on behalf of that person. And the Cuomo people were fully aware of it, as was the Florida attorney, and my client's the only one being singled out. And so we're questioning, you know, why are you singling him out as opposed to all these others, even assuming that there's some violation of the law, which I don't think is a valid assumption.
Thank you, sir.
Is there an allegation that there's somehow a straw donation, that perhaps the Canadian businessman put money in the hands of the Florida attorney who then made the donation?
Well, that remains to be seen as to what the details are and whether or not that would even violate the rules. But, as I say, our investigation shows that, the Cuomo people are fully aware of all the details. My client repeatedly indicated to all parties they need to follow the law and do it appropriately and legally through an American entity. And so, that's our basis for going forward and defending. I can't hear you.
All charges are taken seriously.
We could be in the DePue court and we would take it seriously.
How serious are these charges?
Well, these are 5-year maximum cases. That is basically the bottom of federal charges. There's a couple of 2-year charges, but for the most part, all federal charges start with at least 5 years. So,
how common are
basic charges? Oh, this, I think the contribution, I'm not aware of any of those in this district ever. So we'll see what that's all about.
Did your client do business with this Canadian businessman?
As I indicated earlier, I confine my comments just to the allegations that are here, and I'm going to continue to do that.
And was the contribution in connection with a Buffalo event?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. So there you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.